Well, today is Valentine's Day. Of course, there are the haters who say the holiday is just another made-up excuse to sell stuff, chocolate and roses and such. But our friends at Alt Latino, NPR's Latino Art and Culture podcast, are reclaiming it for love on their show this week. Host Jasmine Garst set up a table in Union Square Park in New York City and asked random people walking by to share their deepest love stories.
And believe it or not, a lot of people showed up to talk to us. But we'll just share two stories here today. Let's start with one woman named Maria. She asked that we drop her last name because it's kind of an embarrassing story about her first crush, with all the excitement and butterflies in the stomach and all those memories that are still so fresh, even decades later.
Where I grew up, a lot of people are Jewish, so seventh grade was bar and bat mitzvahs the whole time. So, you know, every weekend there's a party and either you're invited or you're not. But this guy's bar mitzvah was the first one. So my mother's like, you know, you need to dress very well. You need to be, you don't want to seem like underdressed. It'll be the end of the world. Latina Peruvian mother, it's the end of the world. So I show up for the service part because there's a service in the morning and then most people have the party at night. And I am dressed like someone from Little House on the Prairie, like a full wool skirt all the way to my knees, this big blouse and like a wool vest over it, while everyone else is just wearing like khakis and a regular shirt. And I am mortified, like mortified at the entire thing because I look stupid in front of my peers. And not just do I look stupid in front of my peers, but I look stupid in front of my peers in front of the boy who I'm meant to be with for the rest of my life on the day that he is becoming a man. I call my mother. I'm bawling. I'm just bawling in the car. And my mom, when there was an argument, my mom always won. Always won. It was the one time, I think it was just such devastation. We went straight to a department store, and I got to pick out a new outfit for the night. So it was the boy that I loved. This is the dance, the night party was coming. So I was like, all right, I have a second chance. I can redeem myself.
You came back like in the telenovelas.
Well, yeah, it's funny you should say that because what I picked out was an all velvet outfit. It was velvet, like silver leopard print pants and a black velvet cami and then a little like silver velvet shawl. And I was like, I am ready. Like, he will be mine. Oh, yes. So it's the first dance of the night. A few other girls, maybe his cousin's family, they're just like, oh, pick me, pick me. And I'm standing there quietly. And he's just like, Maria, would you like to dance? And I was like, absolutely. And Selena's Dreaming of You is the song that's playing.
It's too perfect.
It's too perfect. He starts to pull me close, and I put my arms further away because my mother was like, always leave room for the Holy Ghost. So in my like seventh grade, middle school way, I'm just like, forget it, I'm going to be wild. And I go in close, and we have our first slow dance with each other to Selena.
As Maria was sharing the story of her first love for our Valentine's Day special, we noticed a man standing by us, looking hesitant, like he had a great story to tell. It wasn't hard to convince TC, as he calls himself, to sit with us and talk about how he met the woman who would be his wife over a game of chess.
I seen her playing chess. I asked, could I get next? She was like, yeah. She kicked my butt over and over and over. Belittled me. There's guys around, all that, you know. All that stuff, you know. And that messed with my ego. Oh, man, I walked down, my head down. Now I gotta go study.
TC brushed off his bruised ego and signed up for some chess lessons.
3 years later, here I come again. Oh, the ass whooping wore off. Yes. But it's a new sheriff in town, though. I've been studying. And bam, beat his first game. Bam, beat his second game, third game.
Would you say that the game of chess is similar to the game of love in a way?
Nope. Because what if you lose? That means you're losing in love. It's always right there in front of you. Just be natural. Be yourself. That person will pop up. Somewhere, somehow, someday, you're going to meet somebody. It's just going to happen. Next thing you know, you're falling in love.
You can hear more love stories on this Valentine's Day by downloading the Alt Latino podcast at npr.org/altlatino.